The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And here we are at 8 a.m. Central Time on this Friday, Feel Good Friday, or TGIF, whatever you want to call it, depending on where you live and what how your day is going and if you got up the right side of the bed, like I did. We have the President's Day sale continuing on here site-wide, excluding dropship products except for Strauss and Grown by Nature. And, of course, Strauss Naturals in honor of Heart Health Month. Yes, it's still February, even though we have a leap year. We're offering 10% off Strauss Heart Drops and a free book with the Heart Drop orders called Beating Heart Disease. And, of course, Grown by Nature products always ship for free, too. They're 10% off as well. And, of course, you know, you make that $25 donation and you get a free Vitamir regular toothpaste at no cost to you. We appreciate it when you order products because that's what keeps us on the air. We are in the fight of our life right now here at the Power Hour. To get that information out there, we need donations because we're 100% reader supported and listener supported. And without you buying from the Power Mall and making donations, my voice wouldn't be here right now. And you wouldn't be picking us up on RickSatelliteUSA.com's dish systems that plug right in and point at the Galaxy 19 satellite out there in outer space floating over the equator. Good morning, Rick Kaler. How are you?
Hallelujah. Great to hear your voice as always, Dave. We love hearing you in the morning. We love using you to decipher through all the trash and the rotten news and help us figure out what's right. So we love the way you report. Keep it up. What a great thing to be on the Power Hour with the wonderful Dave Krieger. And hi, Joyce. Hi, Catherine. Hey, Linda. Hello to the beautiful, the great worldwide Power Hour Nation. And what a thrill it is for little Rick Kaler to be on the Power Hour again. Today, we're going to donate, we're going to give away a system that was donated by someone at the Power Hour. Hello, Joyce. And this will be the 132nd system giveaway on the Power Hour dating back to almost 20 years ago. So it's another great day to be alive, and it's great to be on the air with you, Dave. Thank you for having us.
Well, I appreciate that, Rick, and here's the thing. I was pimping you earlier in the show. Now, see, I want people. Rick, you know, you've been doing this. You said this is 132 now.
I mean, I'm trying to get system. Yeah.
I am trying to get people to write in, and you know, I don't know what it takes to convince them other than the fact that they hear the sound of your voice and they hear some lucky listener out there. It's like they don't believe that we actually do stuff like this. And I'm like, look, folks, all you got to do, you got your pen and paper handy. All you got to do is write this address down. P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Mo. 65814. Or you can email us at support@thepowerhour.com. Include your name, address, and phone number because Rick, as you know, wants to call you. And if you don't put your phone number and your name and address down there, well, shucky darn, we can't send you a system. So the whole idea is make yourself, and you don't have to write a thesis or a dissertation, just explain in a paragraph or two why you deserve to win the dish system. And then Rick reads the letters, and we pick a winner. And so, oh, for crying out loud, I mean, come on. This is a deal. If you had to go get this thing, and here's the deal. Rick's charging more because, you know, inflation and the cost of sending these things out now. Rick, Power Hour listeners, what kind of price do they get?
The total system price that we sell is $299. And if you tell me it's for the Power Hour and you want to do it, we'll sell it to you for $269. And if you want to pay the full $299, we'll send that other $30 to the Power Hour. We need to keep the Power Hour on the air. We need to support the Power Mall. If you can afford to donate to help keep this great show worldwide on the air, please do it. It's a one-of-a-kind show. Dave Krieger is a one-of-a-kind man that does a great job for us in deciphering through the news and help us understand, and we just appreciate you. We appreciate the Power Hour. We love the Power Hour listeners. I've got great relationships dating back many years. We've got a real wonderful woman in West Virginia that's donated a system, another system, and she wants to give it away on the Power Hour in honor of Joyce's memory. And then, of course, the system we've got today came from Joyce, and it just so happened a special individual came available that is involved with rebroadcasting. So I think this is super exciting because when we get people with AM or FM radio stations to pick up the show and rebroadcast locally, we can reach other people that may not even have internet or a satellite system, obviously. But the satellite system works great. The complete system, $299. If you tell me it's for the Power Hour, it's $269. If you want to pay the full price, we'll send the other $30 to the Power Hour as a donation. We like the system. I do want to say one thing, Dave. Jeff and Diane Molengraf, who won the system the last time we were on the air with you, well, Diane had to go under under open heart surgery, and she's doing okay. But Jeff hadn't got the system installed yet. But I just wanted to mention them and for the Power Hour Nation to please keep Diane and Jeff Molengraf in your prayers. I just wanted to share that with everybody.
Well, I appreciate that, Rick. And we said prayers for him on the radio yesterday, and reminded everybody to keep him in prayers, especially for Diane. Because it's no fun having your chest cracked. My adopted father went through that years and years ago and had managed to buy him an extra 20 years on the face of the earth. But
great.
But the thing is, though, having the ability, and this is the beauty of it, folks, if you think that Rick is just going to send you a couple of boxes and, okay, you're on your own. Nope, wrong. Rick Kaler's got probably some of the best customer service in the nation. I mean, you talk about customer service. This is the thing. Rick will actually help you set it up and give you tips for what you need to make this thing run. So, I mean, if you run into a snag, you get to do that. You get to call Rick in the beautiful city of Blue Springs, Missouri, and he will hook you up and get you set up and tell you where to use your TV to tune in to get to Galaxy 19. I mean, it's totally cool. And what he got as far as, I think people need a reminder as to how this system, it's awesome. And you get to pick up so many channels, and you don't have to worry about plugging in into the internet and having the government listen to everything you're listening to. That what I think is neat is how many AM, FM, TV, how many local and worldwide broadcasts do you get on this receiver?
We think it's pretty awesome there. I want to mention this real quick. The system price, you buy it, you own it. No monthly fees, no contracts to sign. The programming is free, and you get great programming like the Power Hour Live, like right now on the air. Plus, there's a replay of the Power Hour that comes on 1 p.m. Central. And for those of you that work different hours or can't sleep, there's a replay of the Power Hour at 3 o'clock a.m. So it's great. And there's a lot of other great shows on the Global Star Network. Todd Waite, another one that's been with us all for some 20 years and still doing everything he can to help keep shows like yours on the air. But on his network, on the Global Star 3 channel, besides the Power Hour, you have Jeff Frentz, Kurt. Hi, Kurt, the armchair survivalist, if you're listening this morning, the Hagman Report, Ted Brewer Show, Pastor Butch, one of my favorite hillbillies, Call to Decision. He's a great man. We also get Republic Broadcasting Network, the John Moore Show, Road Warrior with Chris Hinckley, Beyond the Official Narrative with Richard Carey. There's several others. There's a total of about 100-plus TV channels. A lot of them are foreign from around the world in a lot of different languages, but there's about 20 full-time English TV channels, including Press TV, a world news channel, TV channel coming out of Iran, which can be quite interesting. A lot of good religious and Christian TV stations as well. The 3ABN network was a favorite for Joyce. amazing facts and amazing discoveries. There's a movie channel called Posse TV that only plays faith-based oriented movies. A new TV channel came up called We Do Big Stories. It's kind of a general entertainment, a lot of animals and different types of things like that. So if you need a break from some of the hard news that we deal with on a daily basis these days, there's some general entertainment TV that you don't have to be worried about. It just flattens salt in your senses, where you turn on ABC or CBS, you might actually be watching a good show, and then here comes a commercial with a bunch of blood and guts and people being killed. I just don't like that stuff. We stay away from it. There's another channel, Smile of a Child, and a lot of people that are homeschooling, they're scared to death to turn the TV on for their children. With Smile of a Child channel, if you need to take a break and actually let them watch some clean cartoons, there's a good channel on the system for it. And then on the radio side, you've got about 50 channels. The Power Hour and Republic Broadcasting are the two Patriot networks. And the system for many people over the 20 years, some of the folks are off the grid. Some of them gave up TVs many years ago because they just fed up with what was coming over the TV. And the system over the years for some of them has really been life-changing. And that makes me feel so good and excited that I'm with the Power Hour and being able to join up with you and do this. The satellite's at Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west. You do have to install the system. It does take some common sense, the willingness to read through the instructions, and a little mechanical ability. You've got to mount the pole to a wall or the deck, or you could get a pole and put it in the ground and put the satellite dish together and then aim it. We send all the coordinates along. We even get an overhead satellite view of the picture of your location, and we zoom in on it, and it draws a line out exactly the direction you need to aim the dish at, as well as given the compass coordinates, the elevation angle, and then the receiver. We have it programmed first. We take it and hook it up here, make sure we never send out anything DOA, and we program it. We put the English TV channels at the top of the list. We put the radio channels, the English TV channels at the top of the list, and Power Hour, the Star 3 channel, is channel number one. And some of my customers put it on that channel and break off the knob.
There you go, Rick. I appreciate that. Well, guess what? We have our winner on the phone.
All right.
And I want to read this letter first off, because, folks, great. I told you, you don't need to write a dissertation to win, okay? It's that simple. For those of you, I just want to give you a little encouragement first off, you know, because like I said, the Greek word pistis is faith-based believing. And in order to do that, you got to have action. You got to commit pen to paper, folks, and write us either on the internet or write us in the snail mail. But one of our listeners did. And this one, like you said earlier, happens to be a broadcast facility who wrote, "Hi, Dave, we're writing in regards to the donated Global Star satellite receiver you mentioned on the Power Hour. We are a small, independently owned AM and now FM, as well as with a translator, radio broadcast facility in Largo, Florida, carrying the Power Hour live each morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern, and a Global Star satellite receiver dedicated to bringing in the Power Hour would be a great enhancement to the reliability of the Power Hour radio show live feed in our facility. To date, we have been bringing in the Power Hour via an IP stream through VLC player, but we have found on occasion that the VLC stream has proven unreliable and is prone to breakdown of the stream. In fact, just this morning, there were a few instances where the IP stream as a whole just went dead and was down for quite a while, and we had to scramble to obtain the stream again. So this is where we strongly believe that the Global Star receiver from Rick's satellite could help so much with the reliability and stability of the Power Hour live presentation. That being said, we are sincerely hoping the Power Hour would consider our radio station as the recipient of one of the donated Global Star satellite receivers for bringing in the live morning feed of the Power Hour each weekday morning." And so, therefore, having read that, and see, it wasn't a dissertation. It was a simple explanation of why you deserve it. Al Christopher, welcome to the show. Congratulations.
Good morning, Rick. Good morning, Dave.
WBGS Radio in Largo, Florida, on the air at 1610 a.m.
That's us.
Wow, congratulations.
Good morning and congratulations.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you, Dave. Sure. Thank you, the Power Hour.
Hey, can you tell us a little bit about your market and who you'll be reaching there in your Pacific market, if I can spit out the word?
Actually, I just wanted to ask you about that Do you understand what the Part 15 broadcasting is?
I'm not, no.
Part 15 broadcasting, that is a... It's a provision by the FCC for a very low amount of power for license-free use under FCC rules and regulations, and it's a legal way that, that somebody who has the wherewithal and inclination and perhaps a little bit of experience can set up a radio station and broadcast when maybe reach a couple of miles do that under regulations without the need of a license. And there needs to be an understanding of what the rules are and stuff like that. But yeah. I've been doing radio myself for 40-plus years, plus television. But I'm working on taking care of that. All right. But 7 years ago, I launched a Part 15 station that was to be Christian-based and basically provide a Christian voice for the Fargo area. But even though my terrestrial reach of my signal is rather short because of Part 15 regulations, I'm fine with that because I have a live stream on the front page of my website, which is also accessible by Alexa devices as well. So that the cool way people have been getting radio these days has been online as opposed to terrestrial, although we still like people to tune into terrestrial radio and know that it exists, know that it is a useful utility, especially in hard times. Who knows? So the grid can go down. Radio will still work. But that's the thing. I myself, as a Part 15 broadcaster, I don't condone, nor do I encourage the use of these inexpensive transmitters that can be found on Amazon for under $100. And they have like 7 watts of output on the FM band. It's not only is that dangerous. Those little transmitters, they put out very dirty signals, and they can cause harmful interference. I don't condone, nor do I encourage the use of any of those. If you're going to be in Part 15, first of all, make sure you're knowing the rules, and second of all, you're using a transmitter that is at least compliant with Part 15 rules, and better yet, if it's certified. If it's certified by the FCC. The FCC will do that for hobby broadcast.
Yeah, those are some great tips for those of you that want to do a little micro broadcast. Need to study that PAR 15 because you do have to abide by the rules, or they'll triangulate you and come out and find you and take your equipment away if you're over the regulations or you don't have the license. Is my understanding, and I've known a couple that have happened to. But we love our micro rebroadcasters. And do you get feedback from your listeners? Do you, have you got folks telling you they're listening to the Power Hour? I'm just curious.
Oh, sure. Well, actually, I get people who discover my station. I got listeners all over the country. I got a friend in Kenosha, Wisconsin, who likes to tune in, especially on the weekends when I have the Loft 45s on with host Barry Scott. He loves that show. He's got a few other shows like that around on the weekends. A variety of programming. There are people in St. Petersburg who like to tune into the sermons that are on via CSN, Christian Satellite Network. They're the network my station started up with 7 years ago, and we still fall back on CSN as core programming to complement all the other programming that they're now bringing in. But like I say, I started out with the very basics, which is all anybody with the inclination needs to do. Get familiar with the rules and abide by them. And discover the basics, and you can grow that station like mine did. And you fast forward to 2024, and I'm booked with top programming, included in Power Hour 8-10 Eastern each weekday.
Awesome. Awesome. And there'll be a lot of other shows on the system as well, so I'm not sure if your schedule is completely full, but you have some other great content to pick from to rebroadcast as well. Now, I did get on the phone, and I talked to Al, and I did that overhead satellite view, and he had a lot of trees to the south, and he's going to aim to the south, southwest, and we found a spot by the overhead satellite picture where we think we can put the dish close to the peak of the roof and shoot between some trees, and he ought to get good reception. He's so far down south in Largo, Florida, his elevation angle for the angle that the signal is coming down out of the sky from the satellite right over the equator is about 53 degrees. So it's not near as tough for the folks down in the southern part of the country to get a good clear view of the satellite versus the further north you go, the lower your angle is going to be. My elevation angle here is about 45 degrees. You get on up towards Minnesota, then you're getting down to about a 35 degree angle. So you have to be a little more selective in where you pick to put it. For those of you that are wanting to do this system, remember you have to install it yourself, but the programming's free, no monthly cost. Once you buy the system, you own it. I want to sneak this in real quick. We do have a longtime Power Hour listener located in Pittsburgh, Kansas as well, that has a system. It's an older system, got an old receiver in it, but it's new and he was never able to use it. If there's anybody out there in the Pittsburgh, Kansas area that wants a system, you probably need to upgrade and get a new receiver to go with it. Just give me a call. I want to sneak that in before I forgot. But Al, and for those of you listening, you hear a little chatter in the background at Al. Al is a producer of a lot of the radio shows on WBGS Radio, and so you're hearing some of the content in the background there from Al as well, doing his job while he's getting this free system today.
Well, you know, and Al, I got a question for you. Is the when you signed on with your Par 15 program, did you have to pledge that you were going to have to carry like these low power FM stations that they just opened a window in December for? And I applied for an FM frequency and I'm waiting next week. I anticipate getting a construction permit for a low power FM station where I'm at. And I'm certainly going to be using the Rick satellite system there to pick up the Power Hour. But, you know, we're looking at you have to commit to producing 8 hours a day of local programming, which I don't know. You know, we're doing this live for 2 hours a day. Now, just imagine producing 8 hours a day. Do you have those same kinds of regulations where you have to commit to 8 hours a day of local programming?
I doubt seriously that particular regulation applies to Part 15. Some Part 15s just go part-time. I choose to go 24-7, but I think in Part 15, you're not bound by that. The other thing with Part 15, there's no limitations on advertisement content. In other words, you can have a call to action, or you can have extensive menus and stuff like that in your ads, whereas with LPFM, there's big restrictions on that where you can't say, like, go to this website or visit us at so-and-so, a call to action. You can't say, we got the best
right.
Steaks and seafood and stuff like that. You can't do that. LPFM, I'm pretty sure you're familiar with that. But what I would like to see, Dave, is an army of Part 15 compliant hobby broadcasters really dedicated to their service, carrying the Power Hour all across the nation around the world on their stations. Would you like to see that?
I like the sound of that.
Yeah, I do too. As a matter of fact, see, Al, 1,336 applications were filed in this last LPFM window. And so, yes, I understand about the call to action stuff, like, you know, we'll give you 10% off and then you call now. And no, you can't say that on these are community radio stations, but you can carry religious programming. You can carry the Power Hour. I have another, you know, several programs, and you have your local community come in on a volunteer basis because it is a nonprofit. So I had to set one of those up. And so, you know, we are restricted as to. But, you know, this is the beauty of it, Al. We don't sell advertising. We get underwriting. We get to apply for grants. We get, you know, donations from people. And we get the entire community plugged in, which I'm sure you probably have with this Par 15 outlet, pretty much the same kind of people commenting. And do you get a lot of volunteer work, people helping you out?
Could you read that? The phone cut out just for a second. Could you repeat that last part of the question?
Well, I was just asking whether or not, because of the fact that these community radio stations, which low power FMs are, do you have the ability to get volunteer help to make yours a community radio station?
I could if I wanted to, as a matter of fact, it would be helpful. I had some volunteers. I think I would have to convert to 501c3 in order to have volunteers.
I'm not sure about that because there are intern programs, and what I'm doing is I'm reaching out to the local high school to find out if they will give extra credit to have the students come up and learn a trade. Because, I mean, that's where it's at these days. I love the idea of having internships and working with your local communities. And I think the community would appreciate it because, after all, it doesn't really matter if you've got a radio broadcast facility. The opportunity there is community service. I mean, that's what you get rated on every time that the FCC comes around for the renewal period. They want to know from the public if you have any comments as your radio broadcast facility been, you know, catering to the community. And that's what community radio stations do. So, you know, internships with the local schools, I think, is huge. And you get a lot more people because, as you know, Al, you've been in radio about as long as I have. And when you're talking about us, you know, being in the business that long, well, eventually, you know, we're not going to live forever. And we need people that are interested, that are dedicated and committed to take our place. And the only way to do it is to help them get their feet wet.
That's absolutely right. And that's what I was going to say. We do need to pass on this particular trade to people, get them interested, and get them acclimated as to why it's important to have terrestrial radio and learn the art of it, learn the engineering end of it as well, so that the terrestrial radio will continue through the generations and won't be lost. It's actually in the process of getting lost right now. We got to save it. So this is one way. Community radio is one way.
Great idea, Dave, especially if you can get the younger generation involved. You know, when I was in high school, we had a little mini cable TV station. I got involved in that, and that helped to really bring my interest along. If you can get the younger generation from the schools in there and listening to some of this Power Hour content and other, you know, shows that you're broadcasting, I think that's just fantastic. Help to shape the future. Get us back on the right track.
That's right, Rick.
That is just amazing, guys. I appreciate it. And Al Christopher, I just, you know, I look forward to hearing about the success of your installing the dish system there and from RickSatelliteUSA.com, and that you're going to have a lot of good use out of it. You're going to get nice, clean streaming signal from Galaxy 19, and you're not going to have these cutouts like you have been, like everybody with AT&T did yesterday.
That only happens, thank goodness, only once in a blue moon. So otherwise, the stream is pretty stable. It's a great way for new potential affiliates to pick up the show until they can get a Rick satellite receiver there, a global star from Rick. But, it's generally a good way to go.
That's great, because your stream can be the backup, satellite can be the primary, so that's great. And it's amazing the things even I can learn from listening to this show. It's amazing the topics you cover, Dave.
Well, you know, we do, because, see, the thing is with this being an election year and all of the controversy surrounding everything that we've been talking about in the air, you know, God bless you, Al Christopher, for carrying the broadcast, because more and more people need to hear what we're talking about. It's crucial, especially this year when this country is in such turmoil. And, you know, the thing is the Florida Sheriff's Association, of which I've been a member since 2012, I know is trying to keep the peace there. Despite everything that's happening down in your neck of the woods, I know you got people like Sheriff Grady Judd and people like that that are on the defensive, looking out for these, you know, wannabe criminals that want to do damage to our country. And so, you know, we appreciate your carrying the show.
Yeah, get that information out there. And I feel it's an honor and a privilege to have the Power Hour as part of my daily lineup, my weekday lineup here on WBGS.
Well, we appreciate you.
Our station is one of the handful of stations across the nation that's still broadcast in AM stereo. Have you ever heard, Rick or Dave, have you ever heard AM stereo?
I have.
We have. All right. Well, we're at the break, and Al Christopher, good luck with the system. Rick, thank you so much for being on the show. And again, RickSatelliteUSA.com is the website. Don't be a stranger. You can get a hold of Rick. We appreciate you, sir. God bless both of you.
Thank you so much, Dave. Have a great weekend, everybody. Love you.
Thank you, Rick Kaler. We'll be back with more news and maybe a little of the lighter side info after the break. Stay with us.
Hi, everyone. This is Catherine, producer of the Power Hour. Not very many of you know that I suffer from an autoimmune disease, and one product that I depend on daily is Global Healing Center's organic plant-based selenium. Selenium is essential for optimal endocrine and immune function, and for moderating the inflammatory response. Not only that, but this essential trace mineral plays a vital role in promoting a healthy thyroid, maintaining cardiovascular health, and supporting metabolism. This expertly crafted supplement is extracted from the mustard seed plant. It is vegan-friendly and high bioavailable, ensuring optimal absorption of this powerful antioxidant. So whether or not you're dealing with an autoimmune disorder like me, or you simply want to boost your immune function, I recommend you try Global Healing Center Selenium from the Power Mall. It's available by going to thepowermall.com or by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean Black Seed Oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, come find the best prices on Black Seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
Yes, friends.
Power to the people.
And you are my friend.
Power to the people.
Here's our final
power
segment
to the people.
For Feel Good Friday.
Power to the people.
All right, here we are at 33 minutes after the hour on this Friday. Oh, tomorrow is the snow moon. Yeah. I mean, did you look out your window and notice how full the moon was getting? Well, tomorrow it is, it's going to hit the big one, and you're going to see this snow moon. That's generally what they call it in February, And it's happening tomorrow, officially. The full moon is tomorrow. So for those of you that want to take a gander, I mean, I'm sure you just got to open your blinds and there it is. It'll be flying overhead, as it always does. That's how you know God is still out there. What a God hath wrought, right? Gavin Newsom, on the other hand, has wrought a whole bunch of problems for his state, California. They have a budget crisis, serious budget crisis. The legislative analyst's office there estimated their spending is going to exceed revenue by $58 billion. The analyst's office just updated the deficit in California to $73 billion. And, of course, Gavin Newsom's state budget called for $291.5 billion in spending. $208.7 billion of that in the general fund and the balance in special funds and bond obligations. Ow. Bond obligations, that means we the people are still on the hook for it. Amazing. You know, back in 1962 and 63, Governor Pat Brown, he proposed spending of $2.9 billion. This is like 100 times that. Oh, my gosh. And Vice Media. Remember, we were telling you about Vice Media? They announced in a memo this week it's going to be laying off hundreds of employees as it faces a sale. And this is Vice Media CEO Bruce Dixon saying in a company-wide email, the decision to lay off several hundred staff members didn't come lightly. Firing staffers, those who are being canned, are going to be notified of the steps next week. The memo said Refinery 29, another brand owned by Vice, will continue to operate as a standalone diversified digital publishing business, creating engaging social-first content. Well, yeah, what do you think? Because we already got word who's in on this. Who's in on controlling interest in Vice Media? George Soros. So what do you think is going to happen? Let's read between the lines now. We're just, you know, it might be speculation, but proof is in the pudding because you shall know them by their fruits, folks. It's the way it is. So their diversified digital publishing business, how's that going to work? Engaging social first content. That's the quote. Huh. Engaging social first content. Gee, I wonder what they're talking about. Huh. You know, earlier we told you that the pharmacies were facing delays amid a cyber attack on prescription processors. Yeah, we were telling you about, you know, this is the reason why the Power Mall is where it is right now, why we need your support. So those of you on statin drugs, I'm going to tell you something about this little product right here. If you're on statin drugs and not Heart Drops by Strauss, you need to be looking at this to help support the cardiovascular system, because all of these statin drugs can't be good for you. You know what all of these COVID vaccines, what they called them? They weren't. They lied, and people bought into it. The sad part about the state of the economy right now is that a majority of Americans out there, now you look at the averages here. Let's just common sense this out, okay? When you order the Strauss Hot Drops today, which are 10% off, you look at this thing in the bigger picture. You look at the fact that all of what America experienced, being lied to, and Deborah Birx even came out, you know, the scarf lady that worked with Trump, got on the microphone, told everybody in the media, oh, this is what we got, and it's deadly, and it's transmissible, and you got to stand 6 feet apart, and there's 2 weeks to stop the spread, and all this. And it was a lie. And she admitted it in a tell-all book. Why? Because she wanted to make more money for herself selling books. So she wrote a tell-all book. And basically, it unzipped the government's fly, so to speak, and exposed them all as pathological liars. So for those of you who trusted the government instead of God, and we're talking about 220 plus million Americans that got at least one, if not two, jabs. And even less of them when they started to experience problems, adverse effects, we call them. We have over 300 adverse effects alone just linked to statins. We're not even talking about what the drug can do, getting these gene therapy shots. We're just talking about statins. So here we have these people. This is why I've been so critical about this, folks. You go out and you get the shot and you get a booster, and then all of a sudden you start having heart problems. And what do the majority of Americans do instead of praying to God for an answer? They go right back to the damn doctor that encouraged them to get the shot or coerced them to get the shot in the first place. And they got myocarditis, pericarditis, all sorts of heart conditions. And what did the doctor tell them? Well, we'll put you on statins. So they go right back to using Big Pharma after Big Pharma just virtually crippled them and disabled them. And they're walking time bombs. All these people in America, 220 million of them, both Democrats, Republicans, and even independents, trusted their government and believed everything these people said. It saddens me to know that. Should sadden you too. And of course, heart disease comes in many forms. And if there are sneaky signs of heart disease, you want to know, especially the telltale signs of a heart attack. Difficulty breathing when lying down, leg or hip pain or both, swollen ankles, frequent urination at night, bad breath and extreme fatigue. You know, there's all sorts of different symptoms, and you don't just have to wait until you start urinating blood or having blood in your stool. So, you know, this is kind of a crazy thing that life has dealt. And when you get the jab, all of a sudden now we see turbo cancers. But yet people still continue to put their faith in Big Pharma. So we've got this giant size article on here about beans, about green beans, and how their role in gut health is huge. They can boost metabolic health and your gut microbiome, which is very helpful, especially if you've had the jab. Patrick Wood from Technocracy News has an article out about Technocracy's coup d'etat being fully underway. And this is something that you probably plan on reading if you get the email blast, because it takes you so long in America. You know, a lot of them are blinded still. A lot of people out there can't see. Their eyes are not opened. The blinders are still on. It's taken them so long to see the fullness of what was deployed in March of 2020. This is a scheme that combined a plethora of seemingly disparate governmental industrial ambitions. I'll give you the 10, and then I want to do some lighter stuff here. Number one, a rollout of subscription platform model of pharma distribution. Mass censorship. Number three, election management and rigging. Number four, universal basic income and even the suggestion of it. Number five, industrial subsidies to digital platforms. Number six, mass population surveillance. Number seven, cartelization of industry. Number eight, shift in income distribution and entrenchment of administrative state power. Number nine, crushing of populist movements worldwide. And number 10, the centralization of power, generally speaking. They're all global in scope. How long is it going to take us to process this reality? We seem to be only at the early stages of understanding, much less resisting it. That's another sad state of affairs, too, because we, you know, my wife and I have these discussions all the time. What are we supposed to do? Well, you know, like Al Christopher down there in Largo, Florida, with his little AM station with that FM translator, you continue to get the word out. You educate people. You get out and you network and you talk to people. Now, a lot of people are going to ignore you. You know, remember what happened with the apostles and the prophets way back when, in the early times of Christ? They tried to educate people too, and there were a lot of people who wouldn't listen. In fact, there were people like the Democrats versus the Republicans. There are people out there that are pricked in heart and ears. I mean, they've been called out before. You have an apostasy going on right now. You've got this hypocrisy going on right now, like this climate change alarmist Taylor Swift calling out for sending a private jet from Sydney to Hawaii to bring Travis Kelce back to Australia so they can smooch in front of the cameras. A lot of people are thinking this whole thing is fake. Now, how do we know about all this? You know, there was a Florida college student out there, Jack Sweeney, 21 years old. He had been monitoring Taylor Swift's airline flights. She threatened to sue him. The social media accounts went viral for tracking Swift's plane usage because she's out there saying one thing about carbon footprint, and then she's taking her little private jet and flying all over the place. Wow. We've got some instructions about planting a medicinal herb garden, which if you're in the prep mode, which you should be, there's a three-step process here for incorporating more medicine in your garden rows this year. You might want to tune into that. In the Second Amendment category, constitutional carry has passed the Louisiana Senate. Senate Bill 1 is headed now to the Louisiana House. Of course, the governor has now said, Governor Jeff Landry, he will sign it if it makes it to his desk. Gun Owners of America, meanwhile, have launched a Gun Owners Advocacy and Leadership Summit. It's happening in August in Knoxville, Tennessee, the 16th of August this year. Industry expo for retailers and manufacturers, as well as others in the firearms industry, by Gun Owners of America. Now we talk about Beyonce. You want to talk about some real tit for tat on the airwaves? Any of you that have watched this woman's videos, you know, it's like Taylor Swift on the cover of Time magazine wearing a black leotard. Beyonce has really tried to outdo Taylor Swift. And how much skanky clothing can you wear? I mean, literally, taking pictures, covering your private parts down below with only a heart, and barely covering your breasts with diamond-studded bras. And our kids are watching this stuff. Well, she's now become the first black woman to claim the top spot on Billboard's country music chart, but not without a fight. Yeah, she's got these new Grammy winner achieving the feat after her new single, Texas Hold'em, reached number one on the country airplay chart. Hey, have you listened to the song? See, because when they hear it on the radio, the next thing they want to do is what? The kids want to do what? They want to go watch the video. And I'm telling you, that video would have the average single male out there reaching for his drool cup. No holds barred. But see, when she starts doing what she calls country, she's from Houston, Texas. You would think she would come up with something better than yo, 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 yo kind of stuff. I mean, it's rap. She's got another single, 16 Carriages, out, which debuted at number 9 in the same chart. She announced her full-length new album after a Verizon commercial she starred in, airing during the Super Bowl. And of course, she is the first woman to claim the top spot on the Hot Country Songs and Hop R&B Hip Hop Songs charts since both began in 1958, according to Billboard. Only other acts who have topped that include both Justin Bieber, Billy Ray Cyrus, and Ray Charles. Well, we have a country Oklahoma radio station out there, KYKC 100.1. They have 5 radio stations down there in South Central Oklahoma Radio Enterprises, or SCORE, based in Ada, Oklahoma. And, of course, the country-centric FM station 100.1 KYKC said, nope, we're not playing it. And, of course, because of the fact you've got this young audience listening, the radio station got bombarded with calls, emails, and texts. Social media users went to X, calling the station racist. Boy, I mean, the blowback was huge. Well, see what happened. The scuttlebutt got out that what was going on here was Beyonce was going to sue the radio station. No, that did not happen. Okay. Yeah, you see, these people just can't seem to stay out of the limelight when it comes to cancel culture. And you want to know about the truth of things? Well, yeah, that's what I mean. You have to watch what they say and what they do, because you shall know them by their fruits. Tim in Michigan, last up before we go to our little special here on Feel Good Friday. Go ahead, real quickly.
Nikki Haley, is she actually going to switch parties in the end and run as a Democrat and just drain all of the Republicans' money to do it?
You know what?
Is that what we're seeing?
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't think she's going to switch to Democrat because, see, the
but
Democrats
she's anti-Trump.
Are
anti-Trump.
I know, but AOC and Tlaib and everybody else is coming out saying, we don't want war. We don't want to get into full-scale World War III now. See, they're turning on Biden. So I'm not sure Nikki wants to play that card. I was hearing more along the lines of this situation with the, you know, her just running as an independent. That's what I was hearing more of.
I think that's a real close to being to happen. And an independent, what's an independent? They're a Democrat. They're a Republican. They're, you know, who knows what they are.
All right. Yeah, that's a sad state of affairs.
I mean, Nikki Haley, this thing, she's there. She's using all the Republican money, so Trump won't have anything. Trump's losing all of his money to the courts. Next thing you know, Nikki Haley jumps ship. He's empty. And now the war steps up. Nikki Haley's been there. She's she's the hero already. And I think the Democrats that are riding the fence would go for a Nikki Haley. The ones that are done with Biden, you know, Nikki Haley's a good choice for them. Everything's being laid out. I mean, the elite can't go wrong. That's, I guess, my point.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is if you want war, see, this is the thing about Nikki Haley, Nimrata. She was an ambassador to the UN. She has a lot of UN connections. We don't like the UN because the UN is coming out with this pandemic control policy through one of its subsidiaries, the World Health Organization. The New World Order. And Nikki Haley is one of those advocates. I don't know why she even bothered to run with her track record. You shall know them by their fruits. I don't see. Nikki Haley, even if she gets blown out tomorrow, because that's when their primary is in South Carolina and everybody's going to go vote. I don't see Nikki Haley getting much of the vote at all, because I think people understand if we put her in as a candidate, we're in trouble. This is just going to further what Biden is doing, and it just further tells you how the uniparty system operates. Nothing ever changes.
More
it's
trouble.
Still the same old. Yeah, more trouble. Exactly.
Have a great weekend, Dave.
Thanks, Tim. Appreciate it. You too. All right. Got a couple more news stories here to cover. If you want to get a phone call in, you've got 4 minutes to do it. 844-769-2944. A Texas high school legally enforced hairstyle rule with a black student, according to a judge. This is in Texas. Barbers Hill ISD came out and they punished a black high school student for refusing to change his hairstyle. He didn't, there was a state law that prohibits race-based hair discrimination. But the school had policies. They have a dress code policy. And Daryl George, who's 18, he's a junior, he's black, he's got cornrows and all sorts of other stuff. When he lets his hair down, it's longer than what the dress code allows for the school. The Houston Area School District filed a lawsuit arguing Mr. George's hair exceeds the length permitted for boys. He's got locks tied and twisted on top of his head. The district says his hair would fall below his shirt collar, earlobes, and eyebrows when let down. The district said other students with locks have complied with its hair length policy. State District Judge Chap Kane III ruled in favor of the district, saying its ongoing punishment of Mr. George over the length of his hair is legal and does not violate the Crown Act, which took effect last September, prohibiting schools and employers from adopting policies that discriminate against a hair texture or protective hairstyle commonly or historically associated with race. You see, the hairstyle term is used to include afros, braids, dreadlocks, and twists. Mr. George has spent most of his school year serving in-school suspension at Barbers Hill High School in Mount Bellevue, or spent time in an off-site disciplinary program. Just does not want to change. He got to make a statement. And, of course, dozens showed up at the courthouse to support him and his mother, Derisha George, for the one-day trial in Anahuac. That's in the south end of Texas there on the ocean. A lot of floodplain down there, but yeah, it's pretty. You drive through Anahuac in the county down there on I-10. Kind of cool. Now, for those of you who haven't been keeping tabs on the NFL, they have this little term. I always like it, the punt god. Yeah, believe it or not. Former Bills punter Matt Araiza has been referred to as the punt god. And what happened was, former Bills punter, Buffalo cut him after a 17-year-old California girl accused him of rape in 2021. Now, of course, Araiza's accuser, only identified as Jane Doe, dropped the former Bill from her lawsuit in 2022. Araiza, who filed a defamation suit against her, dropped his suit in the summer of 2023 after she dropped hers. And see, now, who signed him? Because he's on his way back to the NFL. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs signed him. He's going to have big shoes to fill. Not only is he joining the defending Super Bowl champs, he's going to be vying to replace Kansas City's all-pro punter, Tommy Townsend, who is set to hit free agency. The sixth-round selection of the Bills in the 2022 NFL draft, Araiza never got to play it down in Buffalo before rape allegations derailed his career. Now the punt god looks like he's going to be back in the spotlight again, this time strictly for football. Well, we're out of time for today. We managed to get through all of the news stories virtually. And hey, if you did not subscribe to our newsletter and get the email blast, you need to do that. If you go to thepowerhour.com, click the newsletter tab. It's there. And for those of you who want to take advantage of our President's Day site-wide sale that's still ongoing, please call the Power Mall, 877-817-9029, and support us. We're open right now till 4 p.m. Central. Keep us on the air. We will see you on Monday. In the meantime, have a blessed weekend. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America. Stay safe. Righteous son, he is Yahweh, the three in one, he is Yahweh.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Thank you.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.